Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. Today, I am talking with Sherry Detke about the upcoming Marshall County Fair. Sherry talks about when and where the Marshall County Fair will take place this year.
It will take place in Blue Rapids, and the dates are July 16th through the 21st.
There are a lot of activities scheduled throughout the fair week.
For Thursday is the horse show, and then Friday is the dog show, and then the Marshall County Ranch Rodeo, and then on Saturday is the swine show, and then we will also have inflatables from 5 to 9. The sheep show is also on that evening, and then we have the figure eight race, and then the open mic night. Sunday is the rabbit show and beef show, and then we have the car show from 1 to 5, and then the parade is Sunday evening. And then Sunday evening, we're going to have a new group. It's Kane and Company. They're going to be performing Sunday night after the parade. And then we'll have the pedal tractor pull watermelon feed on Sunday evening. And then on Monday, we have the poultry and meat goat show and also the dairy goat show. And then also on Monday, one of the new things we're doing, we did it last year, but this year we're going to have it for a longer period of time, is the virtual roller coaster. And then on Tuesday, Farm Bureau has their pancake feed. And then we have the 4-H fashion review, cake auction, and livestock auction. And then, of course, the fair supper. And that's pretty much the schedule.
You can find the complete schedule of the activities and additional fair information a couple different ways.
They can go to the Marshall County Fair Facebook page or our website, which is mscountyfair.com.
And there will be plenty of food at the fair.
We are going to have TCB and then Tipsy Trailer, Ma and Pa's Kettle Corn, and then we're going to have, it's the Fincham Ice Cream, the Parlor. And then we're going to have Porter's Dirty Drink, and then the last one is the Filipino Lady. I'll have to find out the name on that one, but she's a Filipino lady. She's done food around here before. And then we'll have the Snow Cone Shack, the Snow Cone Lady.
There are several opportunities to get involved at the fair.
Of course, we're always looking if businesses want to, be sponsors, they're more than welcome to. That money goes right back directly to the kids, helps pay for, ribbons and medals and all that kind of stuff. Businesses can also sponsor certain, awards. If they have any questions about that, they can contact the Marshall County Fair Association or Marshall County 4-H Extension. They can also, a lot of businesses come on Tuesday night and buy the premiums, buy kids animals or their cakes, stuff like that. So they're more than welcome to do any of that kind of stuff.
Sherry talks about some final thoughts she'd like listeners to know about the Marshall County Fair.
Just that it's the USA's 250th birthday celebration. So hoping to, have good weather and have a good time.
Thank you to Sherry Detke for joining me on this weekend's Public Affairs and giving us a preview of this year's Marshall County Fair. If you would like to listen to this conversation again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.